Good morning. A Monday morning, that means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Let's start with this headline. Governor faces verdict, and this has to do with parolees. Tell us more.
The Senate Republicans, who were really allies of the governor for the first 7 years of his term, even though they're run by the Republicans and he's a Democrat, they've been upset with the direction the parole board has taken. The governor has appointed most of the parole board members. They feel they've been releasing too many violent people or people who have been convicted of violent crimes, including cop killers. So they are going to hold a hearing. Now they're at war with the governor, probably before his September 13th Democratic primary. They want to look into why the parole board now is placing more emphasis on how people behave behind bars as opposed to the crime that they committed, the severity of the crime they committed. They also want to look into the governor's recent actions to grant conditional pardons to parolees, 24,000 of them and counting. That gives them voting rights once they're out of prison.
You mentioned the primary on September 13th. Gubernatorial challenger Cynthia Nixon has beaten Cuomo. No, not in the primary, but the prime spot on the Democratic primary ballot.
The Board of Elections very quietly last week held a drawing, basically, with ping pong balls to determine who ends up where on the primary ballot. And Cynthia Nixon came out number one. So her name will come first on the ballot and then Andrew Cuomo. That's good for her in terms of people see it immediately. But, you know, polls show the governor is ahead by 31 or 30 points, so she still has a ways to go, but that's a good thing for her. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who's locked in a tight race with City Councilman Jumaane Williams, she will be before Williams on the ballot. And in the four-way race for Attorney General, Representative Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney will be first over Letitia James, and then the other two running, Leisha Eve and Zephyr Teachout.
Speaking of, Teach Out is apparently relying on donations heavily from outside the state.
Yeah, more than 36% of her donors who gave money to her come from outside New York, including two of the three people who actually maxed out and gave her $21,000 for the primary. In addition, about 55% or more of the actual dollar she brought in came from out of state. You know, why that's relevant is, while it looks good that you have so many donors, potentially, a lot of them can't vote in the primary.
Let's talk about the National Rifle Association, New York State, the lawsuit they have, Governor Cuomo's reaction, including an ad that was released mocking them.
The governor has been at war with the NRA or vice versa, and his administration had taken some action regarding insurance for the NRA, insurance companies, and the NRA, in response, filed a lawsuit and argued that he's bankrupting them and that they could go out of business. And for a governor in blue state New York, that's almost like a campaign ad in waiting. The governor is taking great delight in saying that he could be the one to put the NRA out of business, and he even used one of their lines against him in saying that if they do go bankrupt, he would feel sad and offer his prayers, which is often the comment they make after a mass shooting. You know, the NRA is going hard after him, again, in New York, in certain areas, obviously, that would go against the governor, but in most of New York, it would probably help him.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, as always, joining us on Monday for more, nydailynews.com, and there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.